The Old Poets of China by Mary Oliver from Why I Wake Early, published in 2004. I'm going to read it for you twice. Wherever I am, the world comes after me. It offers me its busyness. It does not believe that I do not want it. Now I understand why the old poets of China went so far and high into the mountains, then crept into the pale mist. Wherever I am, the world comes after me. It offers me its busyness. It does not believe that I do not want it. Now I understand why the old poets of China went so far and high into the mountains, then crept into the pale mist. You may have noticed that this isn't a Monday morning Merton moment, and that's because Merton needs to have a little bit of a backseat for a while. When I pulled the Mary Oliver Devotions collection off my shelf last week, when I started flipping through the pages, the relationship between her writing and the wisdom of Thomas Merton was clear. On previous Mondays, I've talked about Merton's take on busyness, on solitude. I was about to say solitariness, but that's not a word. About solitude, about reflection, about silence, about meditation. And Mary Oliver's The Old Poets of China really echoed that back to me, especially on a Monday where the world just throws its busyness at us of, okay, here's the brain dump. Here's all the things I need to get done this week. There's these meetings, there's that meetings, there's seeing these friends, hopefully. There's maybe not seeing those people, sadly. There's exercises, there's groceries, there's errands. And if you're really lucky, there's maybe some time for yourself and for your loved ones. But that feels unreachable a lot of the time. And you might be saying, but Courtney, you don't work. You're unemployed. To which I would respond, friend, I'm disabled in multiple ways, and my work is just keeping myself alive and afloat most days, which I have a lot of shame about. Truly, I feel like quite a failure and quite a loser most of the time, having all this free time that actually takes up my entire day just trying to live life. As a friend would say, do you ever just try to live life? And most of the time I'm trying really hard. I don't know why I just said all this. This is a little bit heavy for right now, and my apologies, but I'm not going to delete and re-record because ain't nobody got time for that. I wish to be like an old poet of China and go so far and high into the mountains and disappear into the pale mist. But that's not being alive in 2024. That's not reachable. And so I'll try to find ways today to give myself reprieve from the busyness that the world throws at me and the busyness that I create for myself. Maybe you can do something like that too. I don't know. I never do. All right, with that, please put on your SPF and drink your water. Be kind to yourself and be kind to each other. Thanks for letting me into your ear holes on this Monday morning. I love you all so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.